Okay, for five vorts on Shmini, the Torah should be Le'ilui Nishmas, my grandfather's yard says to Shabbos, Reuven ben Chaim. Here we go. Beginning of the parsha, Shmini is always jam-packed, usually the Shabbos right after Pesach. So what happens is that Aaron HaKohen, in the beginning of the parsha, he's coming to be able to give his first carbon after the Cheda Eagle, and he's very, very embarrassed. Happens is Vayomer Moshe Aaron, Perek Tez, Pazik Zion. Moshe says, "Aaron, Karav El Mizbeach, come near to the Mizbeach, so you can perform the Karban Chatas and the Karban Ola." And Rashi says famously on the pasuk, "Shai Aaron Bosh Ve'Yareisa Legeshes." Aaron was very embarrassed. He was afraid to come close to the Mizbeach, because what he did by the Mizbeach was a reminder for what he did by the Cheda Eagle. Amar Moshe, "Amatel Bosh." The kach nivcharta. Why are you embarrassed? This is what you were selected for. So the first two ideas we're going to say. We're going to try to understand what does this mean. What was Moshe trying to tell Aaron? This is what you were counted for. This is what you were created for. This is what you were selected for. So the Chida writes in Pnei David, a beautiful idea. I saw this in Otsos of Torah. Chida writes, the Gemara tells us in Brachos, Yubez and Mabez, when someone sins and he's truly, truly embarrassed by his sin. Truly embarrassed, and he feels terrible, and he's embarrassed by it. Says the Gemara, "Vochlin kol avonosav." A person's sins are completely wiped away, and goes on. Says the Chida, when a person's actually really, he feels really embarrassed, just as much as Aaron does. We know the Gemara says, right? The Malcolm says that tzaddikim stand, bali tshuva are higher level than tzaddikim. You want to know what lekach nevcharta means? This is what you were selected for. Says the Chida, lekach nevcharta means you were selected for because of your embarrassment, because you feel so bad, because you feel so bad of what you did by the Cheda Eagle. This is exactly why you were chosen. The Rizal says it a little very similarly, but a little differently. Says that Rizal, vort number two, it's because of your anava, because of your anava, because of your humility. The Mizbeach was a reminder of the Cheda Eagle that you once did a little bit ago. That's why you were Zocha to have the Kohen Gadol status. So we saw two reasons. What Moshe was really telling Aaron Kohen, Lekach Nechart, this is why you were selected for the Kohen Gadol. Whether the Chida says that because he was in his embarrassment of doing the sin, we know that when a person's embarrassed by sins, that causes all the sins to be wiped away, if it really, really, really means it. And number two, the Arizal says, no, Moshe was really, with Moshe, you could say that, the Arizal says he was totally focused on the Anava of Aaron, right? Moshe was all, his companimus was all humility. And Moshe saw the Anava, and he says, no, the Kach Nechart, because of your Anava, this is exactly why you were chosen. Moving on to later in the Parsha, Yud Aleph Gimel, you know, we talk all about the Simanim for different animals. And the pasuk tells us, anyone among the animals that is split hoof, which is separated, and it brings up its cud, you can eat. So you need two simanim. Bring up, you have to chew its cud, and you have to have split hoofs. Ask the great Rav Moshe Sternbach, that's a lesson in the Sefer called Oa Arye Moshe Sternbach, Shlita of Harnof. Why do you need two? Why do you need one inside simon, one pneumiastic of simon? Something internal and one external sign for an animal. Why can't you just have one? So he says that it's the same thing by Jews. Some Jews, what do they say? I'm Jewish on the inside, but I'm not Jewish on the inside. I'm Jewish on the inside, but I'm not Jewish on the outside. And then what happens? Moshe Sternbach says, some Jews says, no, I'm Jewish on the outside, but really, you know, when they're davening Shemoneh Esrei, you know, they're thinking about the playoff game, they're thinking about this, thinking about that. The Torah is coming to tell you at the end of the day, you want to be tar, you want to be completely tar, you have to be pure on the outside, pure on the inside, right? Tocho kevoro, that your inside should be a reflection, your outside should be a reflection of your inside should be a reflection of your right. It's a very, very, very simple idea, but at the end of the day, I think it's such a true message. Sometimes we dress in a certain way, or we act in a certain way, but the external expressions, the things that come out of our mouth, the things go into our mouth, those are the things that have to go hand in hand, right? We have to be Jewish on the inside and Jewish on the outside as well. Moving on, and I saw this is one of my most favorite ideas. I saw this also in the Sefer called Otsos HaTorah. Moving on, Perek Yud Aleph, Pasuk Yutes. There's a certain, the Torah tells us about specifically certain treif animals. Specifically, there was an animal called the Chasida. The Chasida. Rashi says, Lama Shnikra Shemo Chasida. Why was it known as Chasida, the kind one? She'osa Chasidos im Chavrosel b'mezonos. For it does kindness with his companions with food. Says, ask the Chidushim, ask the Gerabi for a fourth idea. What's so wrong?
Why is it tameid? It's doing chesed with its friends. The kasha lama inachshavas gof tameid. Why is it known as a bird that is impure if it's doing chesed with its friends? Says the Chiddush Sharim. If it's only doing chesed with its friends, then it's tameid. Doing chesed is going outside of your box, outside of your inner circle, outside of your comfort zone. That's true chesed. As I always saw from Rebbe Tzim Machlis, she should watch over us, Bez Hashem, and her marriage should reign us upon. The machlis go after the people that no one wants, the people that have nowhere to go. That's what true chesed is. You want to know why that the chesed bird is tamei? Because it only does chesed im chavro seha, with its friends. Rakim chavrosel. Umishena mechavrosel in hiozarsla. Says the Chiddush Sharim, if you don't do chesed with your friends, you're tameh. Such a beautiful idea. And I think this connects very much with the fifth and final idea. You know, coming out of Pesach, we could try to take a little one little message of the second days of Pesach and now go into the Omer. We know that Rabbi Kiva's students, the 24,000 students, they were killed because Shalom Nagu covered Zebazeh. Because they didn't give cover to each other. They were acting maybe on their level, on this level of the chassidim, only doing chesed with his friends, not going outside of your comfort zone. They say, for the fifth and final idea, they say, Rav Biederman writes a beautiful idea. Maharal Diskin writes, and when he quotes a medrash, that Dasan and Reviram stayed in Mitzrayim. How did they get back to Klai Yisrael, back by Korach? We know that they were later in the story by Korach. So what happens is, when Klai Yisrael had the Kriyas Yamsuf, Paro, you know, all the Egyptians went in, Paro was saved, but up here the Medrash. What happened was, the Kriyas Yamsuf happened again. It happened again for Dasan and Reviram. What did Dasan and Reviram do good that was so great that they were Zocha? Right? They were the ones who chased Moshe Rabbeinu out of Egypt. Why were they Zocha to have on their own Kriyas Yamsuf? Says the Maharal Diskin, based on the Medrash, the Dasan and Reviram were one of those police officers in Egypt. They were in Mitzrayim, and they were the ones who took the beatings for their fellow brothers and sisters. When the Mitzrayim put them in charge, and they say, you have to make sure that your brothers and sisters have a certain quota at the end of the day. If not, you're going to get the beating. They took the beatings for each other. It says the Maharal Diskin. You want to know why Dasan and Aviram are able to make it back to the Klai Yisrael on the other side, and they were zochot to have their own Kriyas Yamsuf? Because they didn't hit their brothers and sisters at the time of hardship. They took the beating for themselves. So let's just recap these five messages. The Chida na Rizal. First off, why wasn't it mean the Kach Nefcharta? The Chida says because Aaron's embarrassment, when a person's embarrassed for what he did, that causing all the sins to be wiped away. The Rizal says, no, it's the anova, it's the humility. It's the great humility that Aaron have. That's what causes him to be chosen to be the Kohen Gadol. Moving on later, Moshe Shermach Shlita asks, why do you need simonim on the outside and the inside? Because a Jew has to know, can't just be Jewish on the inside, can't just be Jewish on the outside. Person has to feel inside. Person has to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu inside and outside with your speech, with your feelings, with your emotions, with everything, with your dress, with the way you talk, with everything. And that's what it means to be, right? We know Klai Yisrael compared to the fish. Moving on. Chiddush Sharim tells us, why is it called chassid? Why is it an oaf tamei chassid? It does chassid with his friends. What's so wrong about doing chassid with your friends? Says the Chiddush Sharim, no, if you only do chassid with your friends, you're tamei. Doing chassid is going outside of your comfort zone, going out, be able to help out others. That's the fifth and final idea. That's what Dasan and Aviram did. Dasan and Aviram wanted to be able to help other people. They took the beating for other people. They took the beatings. And at the end of the day, that's where they're zochot to have their own Kriyas Yamsuf. Chiddush Baruch Hu should bless us. We should have the anova of Aaron HaKohen. We should feel like Jews inside and outside. We should not be if we do sin, Chas V'Shalom, we shouldn't be embarrassed of our sins, and not close to complete Tahara. And finally, we should do chesed with our friends, and not with our friends. And specifically, Be'ez Hashem, we'll be Zocha, able to tell Chesh Baruch Hu that we were not like the Chasidah bird, and we were like Dasan and Aviram, caring for everyone, Be'ez Hashem, Yisbarach Shkoich.